Welcome back. A great evening tonight at Memorial Stadium, Indiana. Leads Akron 28-13. Hello again. I'm Scott Agnes here. We're at halftime in Indiana on five possessions. Have knocked it in four times. Two touchdowns for Bulzer, one's for Dedman, and the other to Terrence Turner. I'm now joined here in the booth by a man that dedicated over 44 years of his life to Indiana athletics, Harold Morrow. And Harold, first of all, just talk about your commitment to Indiana athletics. You've done everything from a coach, assistant coach, administrator, and you also played here.
Well, it's been a great honor to serve a lot of presidents, athletic directors, and football coaches during that time. I've been a survivor, Scott, over those years, and from being into coaching to administration for 22 years, and then my last 6 years to be asked to come over and work football is a dream come true for me. To finish my career in football is just unbelievable. So it's been a good journey.
When you look back at your memories over the few years, you're one of the only ones that's participated in every bowl game with Indiana. What are some memories that stand out to you in your time with the Hoosiers?
Well, I also claim the 45 team because I was born that year. So, it's been a great honor to, number one, represent the Big Ten in the Rose Bowl. And we did not know we'd get the bid till about 1 a.m. in the morning because three teams tied that year at 6-1 in the Big Ten. And that's the only bowl that the Big Ten could go to. So we were sitting around, and I was married at that time, and in my apartment, a lot of the offensive linemen were there, and we got a call from Coach Pont and said we had been selected, so we were very proud to go represent the Big Ten, and we didn't win the game. We finished fourth in the country, though, and Southern Cal ended up being national champs.
Indiana leads Akron at halftime 28-13. We're visiting with Harold Morrow, dedicated his life, really, to Indiana athletics. You were recently inducted to the Indiana Football Hall of Fame. What does that mean to you?
The Indiana High School Athletic Hall of Fame, it's a great honor to be up there with some of my coaches. Jay Fry's been inducted, Nick Morosis, who were Rose Bowl coaches, John Pond, who gave me my first opportunity as a very young man to coach freshman football at the age of 23. And I was fortunate enough to coach 15 years in the Big Ten, 11 in Indiana, and 4 at Northwestern. So I've had a lot of great players. Great players make you a good coach.
Absolutely. And finally, I want to touch on a couple of years ago, you started an award recognizing a player with tremendous values here for the Hoosiers. Explain that award a little bit.
Well, I'm probably a pretty humble individual. I got a lot of honesty and integrity. And, the most proudest thing I'm happy about is 44 years I've served the university. Not once have I ever been written up on an NCAA violation. So I'd say that's a big thing with me. I've had two daughters that go to Indiana University and graduate from Indiana University. My oldest daughter, Heather, graduated from the Kelley School of Business. She has a small financial company here in Bloomington. And Megan, my youngest, works for the IU Foundation.
Harold Morrow dedicated his life for 44 years to Indiana athletics. Indiana leads at halftime 28-13 over the Akron Zips. The halftime show continues with a look at statistics delivered to you by FedEx. That's next. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Indiana University football from Learfield Sports.